You know, the one thing about living in North Texas is it's always allergy season. You know, it's incredible. Just the other day, I was at a meeting with two guys who were coughing and sneezing, and I just looked at them. I said, flu? They said, Cedar Elm. I said, come on, in December? Cedar Elm? Yep, it's all the time. And it seems to be getting out of hand, the allergy business. There's a company, a Texas-based company, United Allergy Services, actually based out of San Antonio, but run by a Dallas site, and maybe they're going to be the end of allergy. David Boone's the CEO and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Nice to be here.
So are you? Is that your pledge? You're going to... that United Allergy Services will do away with allergies?
Well, we're going to make it more accessible to get the right treatment for allergies. You know, allergies is a $50 billion industry in this country.
And it should be $100 billion
industry. And it's growing all the time. It's
people. I mean, it's hard to get to take off the time and find an allergy specialist and let them stick you in the back about 100 times and make your life more miserable than it is.
You're right. It's difficult because there aren't that many allergists and they're tough to get into. So what our company's done, and I can't take credit for this. I've been with the company for a little over a year now. But what our company did is figured that they could take allergy care to primary care physicians and support primary care physicians to provide the same sort of treatment that an allergist
would provide. So when I go in to get my tonsils looked at, the guy can also do allergy tests?
You can go in with sniffles and feeling uncomfortable, and your doctor could say, maybe you've got allergies, let me test you. And they test you, come up with what you're allergic to, and then come up with a concoction that, you know, the allergy shots that can help you retrain your immune system.
And these are your tests?
That's what our test. It's the same thing an allergist does.
But is it the same? I mean, is it the same thing that happened to me when I was a kid, where I got a million little pinpricks in the back, and well, they look to see what... what reacts?
Yeah, we test for about 50 different environmental allergens, and so we can test you on your arm or your back. It's the exact same thing that you did when you were a kid. But the beauty of what we do in working with primary care doctors is we've changed the protocol so that now you can give yourself shots at home. You don't have to go to the allergist once a week or twice a week to get a shot.
And that would be. I mean, have they been doing this a long time?
We've been doing this for 10 years. The company's a little over 10 years old and really revolutionized allergy care by bringing it to primary care and then also bringing the at-home immunotherapy.
Is there anything new in the treatment for this? I mean, it's still shots.
It's still shots, but there's some things that are changing in the marketplace. Yeah, there's shots. You can do sublingual drops, put under your tongue. And then there's also tablets you could take now.
Allergies change. In fact, I grew out of my allergy. I used to have to take shots, I think, once a week or something. But I grew out of it, and I really don't have any allergies right now. But by the same token, I hear people that, you know, are 50 years old, and suddenly they develop allergies, and they're saying that it may be tied to climate change or something.
One of the great things about my job is I get to travel around the country. We're in 20 different states, have over 400 clinics. And when you talk to someone and they tell you that the allergy treatment actually changed their lives, a lot of people... you're right. They grow in and out of allergies. I was an Air Force brat, and I've lived all over the country, all over the world. And so every time I go to a new place, I seem to develop an allergy.
You find it. You know, your career is fascinating. I know you've been in healthcare. You were with PepsiCo and Belo and Sears, and you've helped a lot of different companies and grown a lot of companies. So you were recruited into United Allergy Services to be CEO. There must be some sort of a grand plan. What are you up to?
Well, my goal is to grow the company. I'm a person that loves to grow companies. I'm not someone that could be an administrator at a big company and just keep things the way they are. I like to change things, grow them. So I've got really two missions. One is to bring new products and services to our primary care physicians. And the second is to expand the number of clinics we're in. It's all about growth.
So you have clinics, too?
Well, we're in clinics. We work with a primary care doctor, and we'll put a clinic within his clinic or her clinic and provide a person that can be there to help support them. The doctor's still rendering the care, but we're training a college graduate to be part of that clinic and test patients and then also mix the meds under the doctor's supervision so that that primary care doctor is comfortable providing allergy care in the primary care setting. We also have a full clinical team in San Antonio, a medical director who's a board-certified allergist. We have a PA that's an allergist that has over 15 years in allergy. And then a bunch of people that help respond to questions and make sure that those patients are being well taken care of.
So you stay here. I mean, you're you've worked here and, you know, been based out of North Texas for a long time, but the company's based in San Antonio. How do you do that?
Well, it's hard. You know, it's nice having, you know, kids that are out of college now so that I don't have to be anywhere.
Yeah.
But I try to spend I think it's important to spend time with the company. And so I try to spend 2 to 3 days a week in San Antonio, and then I spend another 2 or 3 days, depending on the week, visiting clinics and talking to our field organization, making sure they know where the company's headed and what we're doing.
How do you market the services? I mean, not to individuals, but to primary care physicians, I guess.
Well, it's you know, allergy is such a big problem, and there's a lot of people that don't even know they have allergies. They just don't feel well. And so our proposition to a doctor is we can help you extend the care to your patients so you don't have to send them to an allergist. It's not only good business for you, but clinically it's the best thing for the patient because now they stay within your practice.
Well, it's got to be. I mean, it's got to be good for the patient. You don't have a new relationship you have to develop. And by the same token, I would guess it sort of solidifies the relationship that a doctor has with his patients.
It should be. They know the patients. You know, for example, one of the things I'm frustrated with is I've had one of my allergy manifestations is I get a skin rash. I've had it for years, and I've gone to doctors, and all they've done is send me to a dermatologist. I get a hydrocortisone cream, and they spend about 15 seconds with me, write the prescription, and away I go, and it doesn't fix the underlying problem.
And you've killed 2 days.
Exactly, and I've killed 2 days doing that. And so this is a great way. You know, the primary care doctor should know their patients.
Yeah.
They can help quarterback the care and make sure they're being compliant with the treatment.
So is anybody else doing this?
We're certainly the largest. There's other smaller competitors that have done this and have mimicked our business model. But we're certainly the largest, the most sustainable, and we've got a lot of great growth plans, a lot of new products and services that we're bringing out.
You think there's an allergy doctor out there somewhere sticking pins in a needle that says David Boone on it? I mean, sticking pins in a doll that's got David Boone on it?
It's been pretty contentious. When we started 10 years ago, the allergy industry was up in arms against United Allergy.
Yeah.
Because it was cutting into their business. But I think we've learned how to coexist. You know, there's certainly some allergy patients we can't help our primary care doctors take care of. So those are great candidates to be sent to an allergist. But the vast majority of them can be treated in the primary care setting.
I think this is a fascinating idea. So what's the end game? I mean, is this going to be a roll-up that's going to be bought out by somebody else, or do you take it public?
Well, we're owned by a private equity firm out of San Francisco.
So, yes.
And so, you know, everything is bought to sell eventually. But, you know, my goal and my head's, you know, squarely positioned at how do I make this thing grow? How do we bring new products and services? So one of the things we're doing is we're building a pharmacy here in Dallas that'll be a central pharmacy that'll support all of our clinics. We're partnering with one of the major allergy companies and building what I think is going to be a state-of-the-art compounding facility that will support all of our clinics.
That's a great idea. Any chance you pick up and it's going to be a Dallas-based company?
No, we're San Antonio. I've got 80 something. We're over 600 employees. I've got 85 or so in San Antonio, and that's where the company started. And yeah, I can get on an airplane pretty easily and be anywhere.
It's going to be fun to watch this continue to grow. David Boone's the CEO of United Allergy Services. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Thanks
a lot. Nice to see you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with David Boone, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.